Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Baba Kama, Daf Pei Gimel, the end of the 7th Perek Maruba, and the beginning of the 8th Perek Achovel. This daf has been dedicated as a schus, but the Refuah Shleima for Achu Bas Vega. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Ein Tes Amabe stated, Well, Yigalu Adam is a Kelav Elim can Kashu B'Shalshalas. One may not raise a dog unless it's bound with chains. A Bryce adds that one may raise a dog near the border of a neighboring nation for protection and should tie it up by day and release it by night. One who raises dogs is like one who raises pigs and is included in the rabbi's curse for raising swine. Rabbi Dosai Abiri Darshan, the Pasuk, when they are in rest, Moshe would say, Return Hashem to the myriad thousands of Yisrael. This teaches that the Shekhinah does not rest upon a group of Jews fewer than 2,000 and two myriads, meaning 22,000. Thus, if there was such a group minus one, and there was a pregnant woman capable of completing the number, but a dog barked at her and she miscarried, it emerges that this owner caused the Shekhinah to depart from Yisrael. Point number two, the eighth parak begins, one who wounds his fellow, can be liable on his account for five things, benezik for damage, betzar for pain, beripui for healing, beshevis for unemployment, uboshes and for humiliation. The Mishnah elaborates, Nezik, damages are assessed by evaluating the victim as a slave sold in the market by appraising what his value would be before and after the injury. Number two, Tsar, pain is paid even if there's no physical damage and is assessed based on how much the victim would accept to suffer such pain. Number three, Ripui, the damager must fund his healing, including sores which develop because of the injury. If the wound healed and returned, he must pay until it's completely healed. Four, Shevis, if the victim lost his hand or foot, and that loss was already compensated for, unemployment is assessed by his income for watching cucumbers, for which he's still capable. He's compensated for his recovery period when he cannot even perform this work. And number five, Boshas, humiliation is assessed based on the humiliator. A lowlier individual inflicts greater embarrassment, and the one humiliated, the greater his stature, the greater his humiliation. And point number three, the Gemara asks, since the Torah says, Ein Tachas Ein, an eye for an eye, Ema Ein Mamish, I should say he means he literally must lose his eye and not pay money. So Bryson compares Maka Adam, one who strikes a man, and Maka Behema, one who strikes an animal, teaching that just as one who strikes an animal makes monetary compensation, one who strikes a person also makes monetary compensation. Later, this is explained as the Gezer Shava between a Pasuk about striking an animal and one about striking a person. The Bryson concludes that if the Gezer Shava is inadequate, because perhaps it should be learned from striking a man to death, where the murderer is actually killed, it may be darshan from Otichu Kofel Nefesh Rotzeach Eshu Hurashu Lamus. You shall not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who is deserving to die, implying that only for murder is a ransom not accepted. But you shall accept the ransom for ends of limbs that do not regenerate, meaning payment is made instead of losing a limb. This drasha alone is insufficient, though, for one could think the assailant can choose his limb instead of paying. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Ein Tes Amabe stated, One may not raise a dog unless it's bound with chains. A Bryce adds that one may raise a dog near the border of a neighboring nation for protection and should tie it up by day and release it by night. One who raises dogs is like one who raises pigs and is included in the rabbi's curse for raising swine. Rabbi Dosai Abiri Darshan, the Pasuk, when they are in rest, Moshe would say, Return Hashem to the myriad thousands of Yisrael. This teaches that the Shekhinah does not rest upon a group of Jews fewer than 2,000 and two myriads, meaning 22,000. Thus, if there was such a group minus one, and there was a pregnant woman capable of completing the number, but a dog barked at her and she miscarried. It emerges that this owner caused the Shekhinah to depart from Yisrael. Point number two, the 8th parak begins, One who wounds his fellow can be liable on his account for five things, benezik for damage, betzar for pain, beripui for healing, beshevis for unemployment, uboshes and for humiliation. The Mishnah elaborates, Nezik, damages are assessed by evaluating the victim as a slave sold in the market by appraising what his value would be before and after the injury. Number two, Tsar, pain is paid even if there's no physical damage and is assessed based on how much the victim would accept to suffer such pain. Number three, Ripui, the damager must fund his healing, including sores which develop because of the injury. If the wound healed and returned, he must pay until it's completely healed. 4, Sheves, if the victim lost his hand or foot and that loss was already compensated for, unemployment is assessed by his income for watching cucumbers, for which he's still capable. He's compensated for his recovery period when he cannot even perform this work. And 5, Boshas, humiliation is assessed based on the humiliator. A lowlier individual inflicts greater embarrassment, and the one humiliated, the greater his stature, the greater his humiliation. And 3, the Gemara asks, since the Torah says, ein takas ein, an eye for an eye, ema ein mamish, I should say he means he literally must lose his eye and not pay money. So Bryson compares maka adam, one who strikes a man, and maka behema, one who strikes an animal, teaching that just as one who strikes an animal makes monetary compensation, one who strikes a person also makes monetary compensation. Later, this is explained as a gezera shava between a pasuk about striking an animal and one about striking a person. The Bryson concludes that if the gezera shava is inadequate, because perhaps it should be learned from striking a man to death, where the murderer is actually killed, it may be darshan from Otichu kofel nefesh rotzeach eshuhu rashu lamus. You shall not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who is deserving to die, implying that only for murder is a ransom not accepted. Avatel keach kofel rashi avarim she'en chozrim. But you shall accept the ransom for ends of limbs that do not regenerate, meaning payment is made instead of losing a limb. This drasha alone is insufficient, though, for one could think the assailant can choose his limb instead of paying. All right, so now it's time to go to our simmer daf pei gimel. Our standard simmon is a pogo stick. A pogo stick. So here goes. The boy on the pogo stick, being chased by a dog, jumped past the chamisha dvarim based in, where a man who was assaulted and lost his eye walked out with cash compensation. Once again, slow motion. The boy on the pogo stick, that must be on daf pei gimel. The boy on the pogo stick being chased by a dog, which reminds us, the Mishnah in Daf Ein Tes Amud Beis stated, one may not raise a dog unless it's bound with chains. A Bryce adds that one may raise a dog near the border of a neighboring nation for protection and should tie it up by day and release it by night. Eliezer Agadol said, one who raises dogs is like one who raises pigs and is included in the rabbi's curse for raising swine. So the boy in the pogo stick being chased by a dog jumped past the chamisha dvarim based in, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, achov b'chavero, one who wounds his fellow, chai v'lav mishum chamisha dvarim, can be liable on his account for 5 things, benezek, damage, tsar, pain, ripui, healing, sheves, unemployment, and boshes, humiliation. The Mishnah elaborates on each one. So the boy in the pogo stick being chased by a dog jumped past the chamisha dvarim based in, where a man who was assaulted and lost his eye walked out with cash compensation, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources that ein tachas ein, eye for eye, means monetary payment. So once again, the boy on the pogo stick being chased by a dog jumped past the chamisha dvarim based in, where a man who was assaulted and lost his eye walked out with cash compensation. All right, so now it's time for four Wabach Chazara. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simmer Daf Ein Tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The Shomer who did Mashiach on the sofer's cow, sofer, that must be on Daf Ein Tes, 8, pen. The Shomer who did Mashiach on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment, which reminds us that we learned Mashiach was also instituted for Shomrim, so that a Shomer does not assume responsibility for the item before doing Mashiach and is not liable as soon as he agrees to watch it. So the Shomer who did Mashiach on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and his skin would be used as parchment was held up by a goslin out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai explained why the Torah was stricter with a ganav to be kefil and dal behei. Zehish v'kvod evel k'vod kono. This goslin equated the servant's honor to his master's honor by fearing no one. And this ganav did not equate the servant's honor with his master's honor by being afraid of men, but not of Hashem. Rabban Gamliel compared it with two people who made a feast, one who invited the townsfolk, but not the king's sons, and the other who invited neither. The punishment of the former, who gave more respect to the townsfolk, is greater. So the Shomer who did Mashiach on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a goslin out in the open who didn't fear him, or Hashem, while a humiliated ganav carrying a sheep on his shoulders knocked by, who would only be chayiv, Dawud, which reminds us, Tanaim explained why one pays fivefold for stealing and shechting or selling an ox, but only fourfold for a sheep. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Bo rei kama gadol kvod habrios, come and see how great is human dignity. Shor shahalach beraglav chamisha, for an ox, which walked with the thief on its own feet, he pays fivefold. But for a sheep which he carried on his shoulders, humiliating himself, he pays only fourfold. Daf Pei, so the Simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The sad painter, that must be more in Daf Pei. The sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Mishnah stated, "Ein megadlin behem adaka be'eretz Yisrael." One may not raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because of their tendency to wander into and graze in other people's property. In a braisa, it was taught, Rosh asked the tshuva, a shepherd, who has repented from raising small animals in Eretz Yisrael, "Ein mechayvino selim kor miyad," we do not obligate him to sell them all immediately, which might prevent him from selling them for fear of financial loss, "el mocher al yad," rather, he may sell them little by little. So the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a cat once cut off the hand of a child, whereupon Rav declared publicly, Chatua mutu lahargo, it's permitted to kill a cat, it's forbidden to keep it, it has no prohibition against stealing it, and concerning it, there's no obligation of returning lost item to its owner. So the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't knows the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand by the door that never opened since the day he got the notice that his appointment to get smicha was canceled. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes three statements from the sons of Rav Papa, one of them being, Delas haninelas lo bimhira tiftach, a door which is closed on a person's success will not quickly be opened. Marzutra explains it refers to smicha ordination, meaning if someone was supposed to receive smicha but was prevented, it will not be easily achieved. Daf pay off. So the simon daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must mean we're on daf pay off. The grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Asar Tanaim Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua stipulated 10 conditions with Klal Yisrael when dividing Eretz Yisrael and then goes on to list them. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Shmuel and Rav Yehuda were walking on the road in Bavel, and Shmuel turned to the side of the road to avoid the obstacles in the road. Rav Yehuda asked if Yeshua's conditions apply in Bavel, and Shmuel replied, Shani Omer afil b'chutzlarz, yes, because I say they apply even abroad, and certainly in Bavel. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, didn't realize that one of his grandkids had gotten lost in the vineyard until the kid cut his way through and appeared. Which reminds us, a braisa illustrates Yeshua's ninth condition. Haro chavero tov ben akrami, one who sees his friend lost among the vineyards, mefasik ve'ol mefasik ve'yored, should cut his way through up and down, ad shemahalei le'ir o l'derech, until he reaches the city or the road. The kenhu shetov ben akrami, and so it is when he himself is lost among the vineyards. Dav pei beis, so the simur dav pei beis is peanut butter. So here goes. During the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, that must be on daf pei beis, peanut butter. During the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, which reminds us, the Gemara lists 10 takanas which Ezra enacted, one of which is V'koin B'sheni B'chamishi. They read from the Torah Monday and Thursday. The Gemara said this was instituted much earlier when the Jews were traveling in the desert. The pasuk says they went for 3 days V'lo Matzu Mayim, but did not find water. And this is darshaned in Mayim El Torah. Water is only intended to refer to Torah. So why then is it referred to as Ezra's enactment? The Gemara answers that the original enactment only required one person reading three psukim, or three people reading three, corresponding to the three groups of Jews, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ezra instituted that three people read a total of 10 psukim, corresponding to the Asar Batanim, the 10 unoccupied men of the city. So, during the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, which reminds us, Ezra's eighth takana was, Shetei Isha Chofefes Votovelas, that a woman shall comb her hair to remove any chatzitza and then immerse herself in the mikvah. The Gemara said this requirement is a deraisa and answers that deraisa one would only be required to examine the hair for perhaps it's knotted or somewhat dirty, thereby invalidating the tefillah because of a chatzitza. Ezra instituted that women comb their hair to ensure that there's no chatzitza. So, during the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, and said he noticed a pig in a peanut sack hanging on a rope on the outside wall, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis stated, Ein Megadlin Chazirin B'Kol Makom, one may not raise swine anywhere. This is based on the incident when Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Astaboas in Yerushalayim, when the besiegers put a swine into the basket that was meant for the lamb that would be used for the daily avoda, and it stuck its hooves into the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsa. At that time, they declared, Aru Arishi Yegadlin Chazirim, cursed is the man who raises swine. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which is the thing about Yeshua's 10-9 for dividing the land? That's on Duff. Payoff. Good number two, which Duff do we have the Mishnah that lists the Chamisha Dvarim, the five payments that one is chayav for personal injury? That's on Duff. Pay Gimel. Good number three, which Duff do we learn the difference between a gazlan and a ganav, and why a ganav pays kafel and all the hay? That's on Duff. Ayin Tes. Good number four, which Duff does Gemara discuss the issue of raising dogs in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Duff. Pei Gimel. Good number five, which Duff do we learn about Ezra's Takana of Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays? That's on Duff. Pei Beis. Good number six, which Duff do we learn one may not raise domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael, and if one did, he may sell them little by little? That's on Duff. Pay. Good number seven, which Duff brings the sources that Ein Toch Es Ein, Ein for an eye, is understood to mean cash compensation? That's on Duff. Pay Gimel. Good number eight, which is about Ezra's Takana that a woman must comb her hair to ensure there's no chatzitza before Tevila? That's on Duff. Pay Beis. Good number nine, which is the one that Mashiach was also instituted for Shomrim? That's on Duff. Ein Tes. Good. Number 10. Which Duff do we discuss? Owning cats. That's on Duff. Pay. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.